Leprechauns have a pot of gold at the end of their rainbow. So we ask the question, what does your mythical creature have at the end of its naturally occurring phenomenon? Welcome to Questions and Absurdities, the podcast where we ask questions and answer them absurdly. I'm your host, Ryan, for this episode. I'm here with Duncan, Jordan, and Micah, and we have another great question. So don your creative caps, batten down the hatches, and prepare for a storm. A brainstorm. You know I was going to say brainstorm.
You know
it's a brainstorm, of course. The question for this evening. Whatever.
Or mid-afternoon.
Whenever you're watching him.
We don't know what time it is here in the box fort.
But the fort has no time.
That's right. There are no clocks.
It's like we didn't draw on a clock.
We don't know.
So the question is, what is your mythical creature's reward at the end of its naturally occurring phenomenon? It is a mouthful of a question.
It is.
But it paints the picture well. It paints the picture well. And actually, we're going to start with Micah today.
On the other end.
On the other end of the table.
Across the pond. I was going to say the pond, but...
Well, it is appropriate.
Well, speaking of ponds.
Yeah. It's like segue. I knew it.
Well, the mythological creature I chose is the big goose, as you guys...
Big goose.
The big goose.
Yeah.
Like,
you know the big goose. Okay, I'll
is this
explain
an
the
Indiana?
Big goose.
Is this an
no,
Indiana?
No, no, no. I'm shocked if you guys don't know the big
okay,
goose.
Okay, the big goose.
Honestly.
Tell us about him. Him or...
Big goose, a him, 300 stories tall in Antarctica.
300?
With 100.
300?
100? Yes, in Antarctica. I'm honestly shocked that you guys don't know more about him because references to him are scattered throughout our shared lore. Let me give some examples of that.
Please.
Lots of references in our mythology. First off, he was born of the goose that laid the golden egg. That's a pretty like kind of...
I went there, yeah.
Yeah, right. Sure. You were probably already thinking it. Think about this. We've got Mother Goose, big goose with a lot of stories. Think, boys. Think. That is
300 of them?
Yeah, at least. That's a reference to the big goose. Another thing, the term silly goose. When's the last time you saw a goose that you were like, wow, what a prankster? Probably never.
Mm-mm.
This was actually a term that came from big goose deniers. It was used as a term of derision for the big goose and his followers.
Okay.
Essentially taking the goose's name in vain, if you will. And last but not least, duck, duck, goose. Kind of an odd game to be teaching children, right? It comes from, it was actually a moral, it was a lesson that they were teaching the kids. If you see the goose, you run.
You don't duck?
If the goose chooses you.
Don't duck.
You run from the goose
as
fast as you can. Except in, this is a true story, Minnesota, they don't play duck, duck, goose. They play duck, duck, gray duck. It's not a joke, that's a real...
Gray duck?
Yeah.
Is the other part a joke?
No.
Oh.
No, none of it's a joke.
It's a joke. It's all,
it's all very serious, but that's an actual fact that in Minnesota they play duck, duck, gray duck.
Duck, duck, gray duck. Well, if you're listening from Minnesota, please confirm or comment.
And parts of Wisconsin, apparently.
Mm.
So.
That's good to know.
So at the naturally occurring phenomenon occurs when the big goose flaps his wings 3 times and he creates a polar vortex from Antarctica.
Wow.
Okay.
And as we all know, what comes at the end of a polar vortex? Say it with me.
Snow.
Seasonal depression.
That's
right. So that's what comes
seasonal
at the
depression.
End of the big goose's flap.
Got it.
And I have an acronym. Very helpful.
Okay.
And I think, Ryan, you're going to have to help in editing because I didn't put the words. But the acronym is Goose Goose. Can you see that on there?
Goose Goose.
Can you see it on there?
Goose.
Can you see it?
I'll just put it on the screen.
Okay.
So you could just throw that away.
Or hold it more central.
And for our audio listeners, it's goose.
And this is how you remember. This was a helpful acronym for me.
Okay.
To help remember.
Tell us.
Because you have the goose followers and the goose deniers. And you want the goose on your side so that you
don't get seasonal depression.
Right.
I'll help you
remember. Goose on our side, exciting. Goose on other side, seasonal depression. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
There you go.
I don't know if the last acronym, was accurate. Is
no, I think
pretty close.
If you think about
if
it,
if you
hard,
really
it's
think
pretty,
about it,
yeah,
it works.
That was a lot.
That was serious.
So
that's mine. Don't touch those.
You're the black ducks. Speaking of birds, I'm gonna start off with two. Yeah. Just because you got us started. And
Duck, black duck.
Yeah, duck, black duck. And black these ducks, as you remember from the last time when you had an amazing pitch, but somebody else won, is the more ducks you have, the more chances you have to win and don the creative cap.
But you can win with only one.
Yes, yes. It's the more ducks,
I'm feeling good about these,
the better the chances. But always chance if you have one duck. So
I like that.
One duck equals infinite amount of chances.
It's true. It's true, or just it actually equals one chance.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so sense. Yeah. Duncan, please.
Okay, I'm ready. I got my notes.
The floor is yours.
Paper man.
Here we go. I don't even usually use paper. It's fine. Okay. My mythical creature is called the Aurora Phoenix. Okay. Hello. You guys all just went.
Was.
This sounds intimidating. I like it.
This mythical creature is said to dwell within the Aurora Borealis, the breathtaking natural light display that illuminates the polar skies. Instead of a pot of gold, the Aurora Phoenix guards a nest woven from shimmering ribbons of the northern lights. According to legend, those who venture deep into the northern wilderness and follow the dancing lights of the aurora, they may eventually come upon the nesting ground of the Aurora Phoenix. Here, amidst the swirling colors,
turns page
of the night sky, lies a nest made of pure energy, woven with threads of ethereal light. The nest of the Aurora Phoenix is said to contain not material riches, so no gold or, you know, but something far more valuable, the essence of creativity and inspiration. I have a visual aid you can bring up for me.
Okay.
I'm in my last sentence.
The essence of, what did you say?
The essence of creativity and inspiration.
Okay, cool.
If you get one of these ribbons, it really boosts that for you.
Whoa.
So it's believed that if you encounter the Aurora Phoenix, you gain its favor, and it may be blessed with boundless creativity, artistic talent, and innovative ideas, like Steve Jobs. He may have been to the Aurora Phoenix and visited it.
So a little fountain of youth-esque.
Let me see. A little bit, but it's not about youth. It's just about creativity. Like, I'm gonna give you a picture of this Aurora Phoenix here with its.
Thing felt like the beginning scroll of like a fantasy.
Is that Pixar's next movie?
Okay, here is my Aurora Phoenix.
Oh my goodness.
Majestic.
See, it's got the nest made of the woven lights.
Right,
the
woven lights of creativity.
And it's in amidst the Aurora Borealis there.
That's gorgeous.
It sounds
AI's really good at mountains.
So far, no offense, Micah. It sounds like I could definitely hear that mythical tale. I mean, right. Leprechaun, Pot of Gold, also. Yours sounds like more legit.
It sounds hopeful.
It does. It does sound like I want to leave right now and go find this Phoenix.
Right. Start a quest.
So I will close this there. We'll show the viewers. But
yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm gonna go four ducks right off the bat.
Four ducker, baby.
That's my first four duck. I've only had one or two. So
congratulations,
quack,
four
quack,
ducks.
Quack, quack, quack. You know what I'm saying?
I liked it.
Thanks.
I do have. Well, I
yeah, sure. Tear it apart. Do it.
No, I'm not going to tear it apart. I just want
destroy it.
I want to live in the world more.
No, that's beautiful.
You can't rip it to shreds. The pieces, the strands. You can't break those.
You mentioned Steve Jobs. Like every visionary of our time has probably gone there.
It's only legend. We don't know.
Fair.
We don't know.
Question.
the thing is like some maybe their creativity comes from somewhere else, but some may have gotten it from the Aurora Phoenix. We don't know.
There's literally no way.
Don't know. You can't know.
Is there?
And if you go, it's not like you're going to be like telling everybody.
Right.
So
don't blow up your spot.
Isn't it the Aurora Borealis? Is that the Northern Lights? Right.
Northern.
Is there any Southern?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. This is only a singular location, Phoenix, so I don't know about the southern.
Okay, all right.
Vacation in the winter down south.
That's where he goes.
You know, I don't know.
All right.
This is like, it's your job to know.
This is the legend, though. I'm
asking
like,
too many questions.
We did. It just
these
said,
well, questions are
it
far
sounds,
too
it
absurd.
It almost sounds like you stumbled upon this legend and don't have any other answers. For
no, no.
It. It's just you found it.
I painted you the picture.
Okay. Okay.
It was a rich canvas. It was rich.
All right, Jordan, you're up.
All right. So I didn't necessarily go with one specific mythological creature. Hmm. More of a
no need to
collection.
It's okay.
Just go ahead.
So yeah, no, no. So everyone knows what a vampire is.
Yep.
Yep. There's many of them around.
There are many. Okay.
Don't know where though, but they don't like the sun. Facts. I'm just telling you everything you already know.
Sure, sure, sure.
You already know all these things.
Paint the picture.
So every solar eclipse. Solar eclipse, not lunar eclipse. Solar.
Gotta be solar.
It's actually
for
just,
those who don't know, it's when the moon passes between Earth and the sun.
Thank you.
And blocks the sun
good
completely.
Work. Good work. Yes. Good work.
Yes. I was just gonna play along. I had no idea what you were talking about.
I mean, so every
okay,
time
every
that
those,
happens,
every one of those.
Every one of those is actually just allowing the vampires to travel to their convention center to have their annual, not annual, but whatever. You know,
whenever that happens
is vampire conference.
Hmm.
And it allows them to travel through in the daytime. You know? Maybe
sure.
not for very long, but well, they can.
They travel the path.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It always, I mean, the convention center always follows the path. So if you follow the path of totality, as they like to call it, somewhere along that path is
like
they do like to call it that, but if you follow along the path, somewhere along the line is the location of the vampire conference.
Hmm.
Just as a little benefit, they get to go outside for the daytime and enjoy it, you know, experience the smells, the sights.
I like it.
Is that like Comic-Con?
Kinda.
Yeah. Is it? What's the name of this conference?
Vampire Weekend, like the band.
No. Well, it's not a weekend though.
Oh, it's just
a
one time.
Conference.
It's one time.
It's more like a day conference.
When it lands on a weekend, have they ever gotten Vampire Weekend
to come play?
I don't know. I don't know. It seems like.
It should be.
Branding wise, it feels.
If I get more ducks, yes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yes.
I think that's a 5-duck response.
Yeah. So,
I like it.
So,
again,
it's
creative.
It allows the vampires a little bit more.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Is the conference at like a conference center that is a mythical, like traveling the path, or they just like gather and then walk?
I think it could happen at like a local Sheridan or Days Inn or it could happen in the woods,
their
like a little camp.
Sure.
Camp.
Well, yeah, it's got to be.
It depends on the path of totality.
Vamp Camp is a powerful
name. Vamp Camp
that's
is pretty good.
That's a good one. Vamp Camp
it's like
or
Woodstock.
For Vampire Campfire. Vampire Campfire. Oh my God.
I'll see you guys later.
These are all things that actually happen. So,
oh, okay. You know, oh. Yeah. Right. So,
like bolstering his answer.
Yes. The path of totality?
Path of totality.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the traveling conference camp.
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give you 3 ducks for that one.
I'll take it.
I like it.
I'll take it.
It's creative.
It's different.
And yeah, I
there's
Dutch,
also,
I also like
also
to give you a duck.
Don't give me a pity duck.
No, no, it's a pleasure.
Give me a pity.
You guys all did pretty ducks. Well.
There's also
I'd say
a
you
potluck.
Guys all did.
There's also a potluck.
Your turn's over.
Okay. Sorry.
Stop telling us about the vampire.
Do they have panels? Vampire panels.
Sometimes guests.
Breakouts.
No way.
Breakout sessions. Yeah.
Who's like a vampire celebrity? Not to.
If we keep talking about Edward,
Edward.
I'm going to take away a duck.
Count Chocula.
Count
Chocula is
the
mascot.
Sesame Street, the
count. All
oh,
one.
The count. Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
A one.
So, he comes out. I like to think that he comes out and says, this is our 25th annual. Or like the... Like
one,
the,
two,
he's like
three.
Always the annual
like
guy.
To,
he just
like
comes out.
I like to think that it's a horrendous vampire stereotype and they hate him, but he keeps coming back. Like, get off the stage.
He's like grandfathered in.
Right.
Yeah, they booked him for years.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
4 ducks, Duncan.
Yep.
3.
That's me.
Yep.
That's what they called me in high school.
4-duck Duncan.
That's what they call me. Yes.
Three ducks, Jordan. And three ducks, Micah.
That's what they called me in high school.
All right. Well, put your ducks into the creative the slam, cap. Bro.
Pow! What happens now, Ryan? Are they going to
that was too loud. Sorry.
We shuffle them around. And I will choose the winner of today is...
Yes! Yes! Four ducks to the played rescue.
He did have...
He had the most ducks.
Yeah, he had the majority. Ducks.
Statistically speaking.
Also, I got to say one thing. Go Bills.
That's what you're going to use.
I'm going to say go Bills.
Your time in the spotlight to say...
Go Bills.
Don the hat or the cap.
Quack.
Quack. Well done, well done.
Give me some of this.
Put on the hat, and now it is time to draw.
If I get a duck,
it's game over.
I'll lose it.
You get an aurora.
Traffic light?
Draw a card to stick on that hat. Traffic light is your first one.
I feel like that one should be the second one.
Traffic light? Bull!
Bull.
That's like pretty close to the Buffalo Bills because there's... It's not close. It's not close.
Not close.
It's not close at all.
Stretch.
That'll do it for today. Hey, please, as always, comment your answers down below on our social media. Follow us on social media and check out every Monday. We come out with a new episode until...
Until further notice, really.
Until further notice.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear some creative... questions for us to answer
or make fan fiction of vampire
vamp camp.
Vamp camp.
We are creating amazing content for others to build
yeah,
on.
Yeah, feel free to take it and run with it.
We will get royalties on that, but yeah, go buck wild on it.
Vamp wild.
All right.
See you later.